Maybe we don't get as much stuff in the mail as we used to, but still a few things that can make us cringe. How about those letters addressed to Dear Homeowner, or the old classic Dear Occupant? Would you open a letter that appeared, a personal letter that appeared addressed to Dear Stranger? You might get a chance. A new project of Oregon Humanities called Dear Stranger is just getting started. Think of the pen pals of years gone by. It's like that. So here to tell us a bit about the whole Dear Stranger program, we have two guests, one in the studio with me, Ed Battistella, a professor at Southern Oregon University and a published writer in the region as well. Ed, good to see you.
Hi, thanks for having me during Pledge Week.
It actually shortens up the interviews you find. Things go faster. Let's also bring in Adam Davis, who's the executive director at Oregon Humanities, which has the great catchphrase of, Hi, Adam.
Morning, Jeff.
Good to have you both here. So who wants to tell us about the genesis of the Dear Stranger project?
Sure. I can start with that. The idea basically is to connect people all around the state, and especially to connect people across differences, geographical, age, other kinds of differences, and to do so in a slightly deeper way than a lot of the connections that seem to happen very quickly right now.
How did the idea come about, Adam?
Well, I mean, a lot of our work, whether it's Conversation Project, trying to get people talking about important issues, or even the magazine that we send around the state, is driven in part by the desire to get people thinking and talking together. And as we sat around and talked, one of our staff members here, Ben Waterhouse, had the idea, really, let's just get people writing directly to each other and to relate it to the prompt that is the subject of each of our magazines. So that issue, the issue changes each time. This coming issue, the one that just dropped this week, the theme was me, not me personally, but me. And so it's good to have Ed on the call, too, because Ed has an essay in that magazine. But we thought this would be a good place to start the Dear Stranger initiative, to get people writing about themselves as a way of introducing themselves to someone they don't yet know.
And Ed Battistella, I see you have a copy of the Oregon Humanities Museum with you, and I see the big me on the cover there. Tell us a bit about Oregon Humanities generally for people who aren't familiar with it, Ed.
Yeah, Oregon Humanities really has the goal of using the humanities to connect Oregonians across the state. And we do the Conversation Project, where speakers go around the state and sort of start conversations in communities. It's all sorts of great things dealing with the way the humanities can impact the environment, social justice, privacy, and so on. Some of my SOU colleagues are Conversation Project speakers. There's also a grants program that this year we gave out about $60,000 in grants, including some to Asante Rogue Community College, Chautauqua Poets and Writers. But one of the things that really excites me about the Dear Stranger project is, you know, there's an element of almost danger to it. You don't quite know what letter you're going to get, or and that's what I like about the humanities. It sort of forces you to be a little curious about things you might not otherwise be curious about.
I don't want to scare people. Can we say mystery instead of danger?
Mystery is good, yeah.
Okay. So how does the process work, Adam Davis? I mean, how does somebody take part in this, and how do you choose, if anybody does actually choose, who sends a letter and who receives a letter?
Sure. Well, there are some instructions on the website. If you just go to OregonHumanities.org to what's new, you'll see. But the basic idea is you write a letter. You address a Dear Stranger. Ideally, you're asked, and then you send it to us, and we're going to, once we get all the letters in by May 6th, so by May 6th, and at that point, we will start swapping letters, and we'll do it primarily by geography this first time through, so we're going to just try to really connect different parts of the state, we've already gotten letters from as far away as West Virginia and Oklahoma, and we're going to have to figure out how that figures into this whole thing, because we didn't anticipate it going nationwide, but we're pleased to see it happen. The idea is that you write a letter, and if you write it or type it, that's your call, but write about yourself. What makes you who you are? Where do you live? What do? Where do you come from? What brings you joy or sadness? Really to just get yourself on the page, knowing that it's going to someone you don't yet know, and we're encouraging people to include a self-addressed stamped envelope so that if you would like to continue the correspondence, both of you are ready to go and do that. We also are likely to put some of the best parts of these letters up on our blog and website so that more than just the one recipient can read that letter.
All right, so there is a certain level of care implied there in the sorts of things you reveal about yourself, since this could be going to a broader audience than just the stranger.
Right, a although we would try to make sure with you first that you're comfortable with it, and also we'll try to use some good judgment about what goes up.
We're talking about the Dear Stranger Project of Oregon Humanities with Adam Davis, the Executive Director of Oregon Humanities, and Ed Battistella, who's part of Oregon Humanities and an SOU professor. Join us on the exchange if you have some questions about the Dear Stranger Project or want to share some stories about pen pals in years gone by. Our lone phone number today, 541-552-6782, 541-552-6782. We can also take your emails. Those go to jx@jeffnet.org. So how are you amassing then, Ed Battistella, the list of people to get the Dear Stranger letters?
Well, I think those will be the people that also write in.
All right, so you get one.
It's a kind of exchange program, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be people who are motivated to share a little bit.
All right.
But, Jeff, can I just jump in there?
Sure.
We've already heard a lot from teachers and social service organization staff, and so I think one of the strengths will be having groups of people fill these out as well and write letters and then exchange. You know, you can imagine a freshman year of high school class writing letters and then hearing from a different class in a different part of the state or from a different group of folks in a different part of the state. So I think not just individuals but groups we're hoping will get involved with this.
Yeah, I think this could be a great classroom project for universities, high schools, anyone, just to sort of share group to group, and it really lets people get kind of almost intimate with their writing if they write a letter rather than a text or an email.
Which is a good vehicle, it sounds like, for somebody like you who teaches people how to write, because you're trying to get them to be more personal, and it probably is a lot easier when they think they're addressing just one person instead of broadcasting, as it were.
Yeah, exactly. And I know a lot of writers who actually still write longhand because they just find other media too stifling.
Are there any strictures on content of letter or form? I mean, for that matter, does it have to be written longhand, or can it be done on a computer or even typewriter if somebody still has one around? Adam?
Yeah, it can be however you want. I mean, whatever form makes sense. And in terms of strictures, I think, like I said before, just basic sound judgment is all we'd ask.
All right. So, and how many people have sent in letters thus far, and how many people are you hoping for?
Sure. Well, this is our first time rolling this out, and the deadline is still almost a month away. So right now we've got a small batch of letters, probably close to 20, but we're anticipating, based on what we've heard, it's hard to know for sure, but I think this could be a real big project, and we anticipated building. This is our first getting out of the program, but we're going to run this with every magazine that we drop every few months with the theme, and we're also likely in between with the idea that different prompts can elicit different kinds of letters and also start building different connections across the state. So we don't know how big it'll be, but we're ready for it to be big, and we also want to think about what other pieces to add. Are there visual components? Should we try to bring letter writers together down the road, or should we go to the places that they're writing from and communicate with them there, those sorts of things?
All kinds of things here with the Dear Stranger Project. Ed Battistella, you mentioned earlier the Conversation Project of Oregon Humanities. Tell us a bit about that and whether there's any real dovetailing other than mission of connecting people between Conversation Project and the Dear Stranger Project.
Yeah, I think there are a couple of ways that they come together. One is that the Conversation Project often evokes the themes of the different magazines, so they come together in a sort of thematic way. But also the idea of the Conversation Project is different than the old, you have an expert standing in front of you, lecturing to you kind of approach. Here, the Conversation Project leaders really do a little bit of presentation and then try and get the community involved. So there's a sort of sharing back and forth. And I've been to some great ones right around here, sponsored by the libraries and other areas. And it's just terrific to see how they're kind of locally tailored to the issues of each area and each sort of town. So I think the letters will work in much the same way, kind of starting conversations.
And it's really not about getting, as you pointed out, I mean, they're just kind of just folks in the Conversation Project and in the Dear Stranger Project, too. So it's not really about connecting people from different levels of life or walks of life, not so much necessarily. It's just people, just plain people.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's great to have them tied to the magazine themes. So I'm sort of struggling with how I'm going to write my Dear Stranger letter about me without making it too much about me.
Really, I would say explain that a little bit. Make it about you, but not too much about you.
Yeah, well, I think one of the things that came up in this issue of the magazine was, you know, if it's all about me, how do you write a letter about yourself without seeming too self-involved?
All right, so describe a little more about the things and people around you, maybe?
That's where I'm going, or things about me that are maybe not so much about me.
Adam Davis and Ed Battistella are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Dear Stranger Project of Oregon Humanities. Adam, you mentioned a letter in there from West Virginia. How'd that get in there?
Old school, the mail. We haven't opened any letters yet. We're going to let them pile up. So I don't know what the content is or what the source is, but I imagine it's family or friends, or we're putting the word out about this over social media, and we've seen a great deal of attention to it already. So we hope that we continue getting surprised by where letters come from.
How big a temptation is that, having that pile of letters there? And you know there might be some rich material in there, but you're just leaving it alone until what, May 6th?
May 6th. We've got it circled, so we'll be able to wait. I will say that as a staff of 10 here at Oregon Humanities, we tried a dry run of this just to see how it would go. So we wrote each other without knowing who was going to be the recipient. We all wrote Dear Stranger letters, and those are up in our little kitchen on the wall. And it's really interesting both how the letters look, because everyone, you know, either writes differently, uses different paper, types differently, whatever, and the content. And some of what Ed said before is interesting, too. How much of themselves people choose to talk about, how much it's a kind of invitation to the unknown recipient to write back. So it could be a series of questions, but I think we already are starting to see what this bigger project might look like.
In a world of the internet, where people are writing back and forth all the time, and sometimes they're trying to be very funny in the stuff they put out to the public, are you seeing that sort of level of humor in any of the letters that went on within the office? And what basically was a secret Santa program with no gift?
Right. Well, or a bigger gift, depending on how you read it.
True.
I mean, I like to think we have some good humor here in the office. So, it's interesting how you present yourself on a page as opposed to in person, and as opposed, as you say, to over the web, where there's a whole lot of protection.
Forgive me if I asked this already, but is there an expectation for how many letters you would like to get when all is said and done in this first round on May 6th?
Well, it depends who you ask here. I'm hoping for a few hundred this first time through, but I wouldn't be surprised if we exceed that. At the same time, we know it's a first time through, and so we're hoping that it builds. So I think we could greatly exceed that, just based on what I'm seeing on social media and hearing from people in the community.
Well, you mentioned social media just now, which begs another comparison here. I mean, are you hoping that these letters will be more authentic than Facebook posts, because it's really just, in a sense, at least in the first round, one person seeing it?
So there's something about Facebook and Twitter that's necessarily public right from the start. It's kind of about being seen by unanticipated and hoped for hordes of people. And I think in this case, we're thinking, yeah, you're writing to one person. And I think there's just an opportunity for more depth and patience and a sort of reflective approach to the whole thing. And this is how I think this program is related to many of the other things Oregon Humanities is trying to do, that it's not simply about articulating a previously held belief or putting a kind of line out there, but it's about really thinking carefully and communicating, and at the same time, listening to someone you don't know yet and what they're talking about.
In the dry run at the Oregon Humanities office, were there some surprises in just the preparing of the letter? I mean, were people, first of all, I don't know how many people would even write a letter by hand on a regular basis, or even type it, for one thing, just the process of writing the letter. But then the process of figuring out what to say, I'm just curious to know if people kind of surprised themselves by how hard it was, or how easy it was, or someplace in the middle there.
Yeah, I think what made it a little harder in our office was that we work together, and that changes the relationship already. And then originally all we did was have the letters swapped, so I only read one colleague's letter. And I will say that, you know, I was surprised by some of the things in there, because it was a way to get to know her differently than I've gotten to know her through work. Also, everybody in the office, after we had swapped letters, asked, if we could share all the letters. In other words, reading one inspired everyone to want to see all of them. And I think we're gonna have that kind of, not all of them, but a kind of response like, this is great. It opens something up. We'd like to see more.
Ed Battistella, is there, first of all, any idea how much time you're going to allot for the writing of your letter? And have you put a bunch of thought into what you're going to say yet? I mean, you mentioned already trying to make it not too much about you.
I've been thinking a little bit about it. And as soon as I finish up a couple of other projects, I'm going to devote a couple of days to it. But I there are still a few people that I write letters to, sort of long-term correspondents. And usually it takes me a couple of days to draft the letter and put the material in there and sort of figure out what I want to leave in and take out. So I'm imagining it'll take me a day or so to get it the way I want it, but I'm sure there are other people that are quicker writers than me.
Is there a hope that there'll be an ongoing contact that comes out of the Dear Stranger process?
I think so. I mean, I'm planning to write a letter for each of the magazines and see where it goes.
All right, so Adam Davis, one final time to let people who are interested know, how would they take part in the Dear Stranger project?
Sure. Just address a letter, Dear Stranger. Write that letter. Send it to Oregon Humanities. You can find all the information on OregonHumanities.org. It's about as simple as could be. You know, there's a Langston Hughes poem called Theme for English B that starts with a teacher's assignment. Go home and write a page tonight. Let that page come out of you, and if you do, it will be true. We're sort of asking that. Write a letter. It's going to go to a stranger. Hopefully that stranger will write back.
OregonHumanities.org for the details. It'll be to an address in Portland, and then the letters will be compiled there and hang out until May 6th when they're opened, and they begin the process of sending them on. Ed Battistella from Oregon Humanities and Southern Oregon University, thank you for coming to the studio. Adam Davis, the Executive Director at Oregon Humanities, thanks for joining us on the phone today.
Thanks
for having us.
Good luck with the pledge drive, too.
Oh,